The hottest deals of deer season are disappearing soon. Act now to get 0% financing on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Or choose big cash off. These offers won't last long. So hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Valvoline introduced motor oil back in 1866, and they've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues, with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. This rover.
Barsh, don't you realize what this means? The next time we fall asleep, we could die.
Meh, welcome to my world.
That's really funny. Never, never heard a sound.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Who is this?
Gold at my feet.
It's Dan Dierdorf.
Dan Dierdorf? Tetanus man?
Tetanus man?
Why did you say that?
Isn't that one of the... One of the side effects
is
you get locked,
Joe. Well, the reason I said this was Dan Dierdorf was, okay, I won't talk like that anymore. Back in the 70s, I lived in an apartment complex called Pheasant Run, and the guy across from me was a surgeon. And I know I'm going to mess this name up. You'd have to look it up, Peon. It's something like maxillofacial surgery or something like that. It's people who reconstruct people's faces. And this guy comes home from work, Ed Sobrinsky. He's still around. Hello, Ed. If somebody knows Ed, tell him hello. And we used to talk after work. I had my office job, little junior executive, and he would come home from the hospital. And one day he said, hey, you're not going to believe whose jaws I wired shut today. I said, who? He said, Dan Dierdorf. Yeah, Dierdorf was in some kind of a nasty collision on the football field or something, and they had to wire his jaws. So Ed did that, and I remember how excited he was that he got to wire Dan's jaws together.
I did.
That was my impression of Dan.
My dad had that done when he was in a car accident, and he had broke his jaw, and they had to wire his jaw shut, and he talked like that, and then he had to drink through a straw and everything.
How long did he have him wired shut?
I don't remember.
I'd die if I couldn't talk.
Yeah, it was a little while.
Why are my jaws shut? And he used to tell me these horrible stories. There was a plane crash and the guy's face went into the cockpit or something. And he had to rebuild the guy's face. This is the guy, and I told you this story before, who came home one day and he said, oh, man, he said, I saw something today I've never seen before. I said, what? And he said, another doctor called him, paged him and said, hey, come into the OR number 4 or whatever at the hospital. I got something I want you to look at. And he walks in and the doctor says, take a look at this. And they had a scope down the guy's throat and the guy had swallowed an entire set of screwdrivers. I mean, Phillips, regular, hexagon head.
Wow.
Multiple screwdrivers and an entire set. And I remember I asked Ed, I said, wouldn't that punch a hole in your stomach? Like the end of it? He said, no. He said, your stomach lining is so tough. It's like the toughest thing in your body. It's like leather.
And the doctor comes in with the x-rays and puts them up and goes, looks like you're screwed, buddy.
What?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. It must have been Dierdorf with his mouth wired shut.
Did they ask the guy why he swallowed screwdrivers?
Yeah, and I don't remember. It was just a drunk knucklehead. Somebody bet him $100. He couldn't do it or something. And I guess he thought, well, you know, I know how sword swallowers do it. You just hold your head back and drop it straight down. So he did. It was like 8 screwdrivers. And they had to cut them out. You can't throw screwdrivers up. So they had to cut them open.
No. Oh, man, go up or down.
That would hurt to pass them.
Oh, sideways?
Yeah.
No kidding. Welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 21st of May. 2014 Anno Domini, that's AD in the year of our Lord. We're glad to have you with us. We're going to do some Burke segment. Then we have a couple of things to kick around as we always do. And it's Wednesday. So Dr. Doug Pernikoff is coming in. I'm going to share with him an article that I believe Peon passed along to me about people who let their dogs lick them in the face, and not only the face, but lick their tongues. You ever seen people tongue? It's like they tongue wrestle their dogs. So wait till you hear this article. You might.
I can't stand.
You might think
dogs licking
but
me.
But you know what? When I was a kid, we would laugh. We had a little puppy, and we lay on the floor.
Oh, they get so excited. And,
and that thing would jump and stick his tongue in your mouth and nose and get his tongue in your nose. We thought that was the funniest thing because it felt so weird.
Oh, people are like, oh, hey, beep, 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 beep. And the dog's licking him all over their face.
And why do we never? It's like
you
refuse to realize that 5 minutes ago, you saw that dog licking another dog's butt.
Or licking its own butt.
Yeah, and then he sticks his tongue in your mouth. His own privates.
Yeah, I cannot stand a dog licking me, period. Just licking me anywhere, on my hand, on my arm.
You don't have a period.
Well, no, I used to, but
that's when you were selling Mary Kay.
Yeah, that's right.
Almost sold Mary Kay. So we'll do some Burke segment, and we'll get this show on the road. Oh, real quickly, Colin Jeffrey did his first entertainment segment yesterday. I still think it deserves another round of applause. I did a great job. I'm sure he was nervous. Who wouldn't be nervous on a stage like this with millions of people listening? But I failed to mention his sponsor, and it's the same sponsor that we had for Mr. Hipperson, and that's Oric. So I want to give Oric their due and remind you that they have this new magnesium RS vacuum cleaner. I also want to remind you that Oric services almost all other vacuum cleaner brands. So you can take your Hoover or your whatever, Electrolux, and take it into the Oric shop, and they'll more than likely be able to fix it right up for you. Oric also is a is the home of, I said, is the new Magnesium RS. This is a light, durable, very easy to use vacuum cleaner. So Oric. And the Oric Home Care Center. One other thing, you know, they have a website, oric.com. You can go there, but if you're thinking about buying it through the website, I'd think twice about that. You want to go in the store and buy it. There's just a world of difference in the level of service and personal attention. And every Oric we have, we've bought from an Oric store. So that's what you want to do, is go into Oric. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do.
All right. I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss, everybody. Dan, take it away.
Thank you so much.
You're
Frank.
Welcome.
About 4 to 6 weeks ago, I went to the doctor, and my blood pressure has always been, they would call it normal high. But the doctor said, we're just going to keep an eye on it and watch it. And if it goes any higher, I may consider putting you on blood pressure medication.
I'm on it.
I'm on blood pressure medication now because about 4 to 6 weeks ago, that's when I got put on it because my blood pressure was high. And so he put me on it. And
I can't imagine why you'd have high blood pressure. That usually happens when people are under some kind of stress or their personal lives are screwed up.
Yeah, something. I know. I don't know. I don't get it either. So I've been and he gave me, like, you know, there's side effects for everything. One of them is peeing a lot. So I've noticed I pee more. And then the other one is, he says, you may experience some dizziness. If you do, let me know, because we may have to adjust the dosage and everything. I did have a little bit of dizziness, but over the weekend.
Dizziness. Is that when you think you see Disney characters? You're hallucinating?
Yeah.
Dizziness.
I'm feeling Disney. Hi, everybody. I'm Mickey. I'm feeling Disney.
So over the weekend, I had like two little episodes where I felt like I was going to pass out. And then yesterday, I was like, I was cutting grass, and all of a sudden, I just got really dizzy and then started like sweating profusely. It was crazy. So
I stop right there. I have my reference.
Yeah, boy.
Medical reference book here. Did you say you were sweating?
Sweating profusely.
Now here's sweating, mild sweating. Here it is. Sweating profusely. And then what else?
Dizziness. Very much.
Here it is right here. Brain tumor.
I'll be darned.
Oh, there you go. Sorry.
So I called the doctor and talked to them, and they asked me a bunch of questions about maybe having a heart attack or something like that. So they ruled all that out. And then I got in the shower. They called me back and said, here's the deal. Drink plenty of fluids. We think you may have been severely dehydrated, and monitor your blood pressure. Like go to the pharmacy or something like that and see if you can get your blood pressure checked out. So today I'm in a building right next door to my doctor's office. So after I finish up about 1 o'clock where I was, I went over to my doctor's office and I said, hey, I called yesterday and this was my issues. I just wanted to come in and have a nurse just check my blood pressure. And she says, okay. And she starts clicking on the computer. Do you have your insurance card? I said, I have my insurance card. So I took it out and she goes, okay. All right. Well, we'll have a nurse come right out and we'll bill your insurance. I'm like, whoa, time out. I can go to like Walgreens or somewhere and get my blood pressure checked for free.
Yeah.
Well, we have to put everything in the system. We can't do any of this. You don't have to pay a copay. So I had to go in and get my blood pressure checked. And then they billed my insurance to have my blood pressure checked today.
Well, go buy one of those at Walgreens. For a really good one is like $89.
They've got one on sale for
electric
$40.
The cuff tightens on your arm. Yeah. And they're really good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go get one of those.
You know what I like to do? I like to go into urgent care or places and go in and just say, "Can I see a nurse? I'm just not sure I'm washing my privates properly. Could you show me the proper way to soap up and wash my privates?"
Sponge.
Yeah, why not? I mean, they're there to help, and I'm sure there are people who don't wash themselves properly.
I'm going to try
that. You might want to try that sometime.
I will.
It'll relieve the blood pressure.
I wonder what that'll cost. Did you say how much are you going to bill the insurance company for?
Yeah, really, the insurance company. Yeah,
if you get it, save it and bring it in and let us see it.
What is this bill for, $2,000? Oh, I don't know how much they're going to bill, but yeah, I will.
What else do you have? Anything else?
That was it.
Peon?
Yeah, I got a couple of things.
All right, this is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I wanted to alert everybody that this weekend will be the last time.
You'll be on the show?
Yes. Leaving.
Don't say that. People really call in.
Last time you'll be able to hear the lovely dulcet tones of Jim Nabors sing... the Indiana song?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'll call him again in Indiana.
He's retiring after this year.
No, it's, say it isn't so.
Yes.
Oh.
I was just talking to somebody last night about that because they go to the Indy 500.
So he will sing it this weekend.
This weekend's the last time. 42 years.
Oh, he'll get a big standing ovation for that.
Yeah, so he's retiring. He's going to spend some more time with his partner, Stan.
Do we have that anywhere?
I think we
do. Jim, for those of you not familiar with, and I don't watch the Indy 500 because I wouldn't know what I'm looking at. I don't know any drivers' names. But Jim Nabors, he is to the Indy 500 what Burt Parks used to be to the Miss America pageant.
Yeah.
You know, forever and ever, Burt Parks, there she is, Miss America. And Jim Nabors does this back home again in Indiana.
Was that the only thing Burt Parks did?
No, he did some other stuff, but that's what he's known for.
Yeah.
And now Jim Nabors, Gomer Pyle. Great quality.
Back home again in Indiana. And it seems that can see the gleaming candlelight still burning bright through the sycamores for me.
Okay, can you stop for a second? You know what I don't like? I don't like when people ruin songs by over-enunciating.
Yeah.
Instead of back home again in Indiana, it's back home again in Indiana.
I don't think he knows a different way to sing, though.
No,
I mean,
that's the only way he knows how to sing. It's almost opera, but not quite. Go ahead.
You know, I guess how many albums Jim Nabors has?
10.
46.
Come on!
46?
Come on!
He's been in 200 films, 46 albums, and he's just about to turn 84.
200 films? I don't remember seeing him in any
movies.
I'd
love to see the breakout of the age bracket, the demographics, who bought his album. I'm serious. Every single album owner of a Jim Nabors album is dead.
Well, yeah, and you wonder if a lot of people bought it just to play it and laugh at it, you know, probably.
But you wouldn't have anything to laugh at, because if you just hear him sing, unless you're laughing at that kind of thing.
Right.
A lot of times church people do that. You know, they'll take a, for some reason in church when I was a kid, everyone who got up to sing sang like this, and it was horrible. You know, and they couldn't just sing. They had to turn it into an opera or something.
Yeah, so this Honolulu TV station, this is where I saw that he's getting ready to retire. They interviewed him because he lives in, I think he lives on Maui.
He lives somewhere in Hawaii.
And, yeah, so he's going to spend more time, they said at the end of the article, he's going to spend more time with his longtime partner, Stan, and their macadamia nut farm that they have on Maui. So
he's going to be with Stan and his nuts for the rest of his life.
Yes.
Like to have more time with Stan's nuts.
Well, this is a surprise. They're turning their nut farm into a fruit farm. That's what it says here. They're in the process.
There's some material there for late night comedians.
Big time.
Nuts and fruits. Jim Nabors and Stan. Do they say who's the husband and who's the wife?
That just says partner.
Hmm. So, I wish they would clarify.
Just a partnership.
Seriously, I wish they would let us know who's who. I why not?
Who's the pitcher and who's the catcher?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's know that.
You can usually tell by looking, so I'd have to. I don't know if Stan has ever been seen before.
I don't recall seeing. I think we could look him up, I guess. Anything else with the Berks?
Yeah, I got one more thing. All right. Saw this story online today. It was pretty interesting. It's from about 10 years ago, though. This 24-year-old guy in, I think, Los Angeles. He was accused of murder, you know, allegedly shooting this person in a murder case. And he told him he had an alibi. He said, I couldn't have done it. I was at the Dodger game at the time. He had ticket stubs and everything, but the police didn't buy his alibi. They didn't buy the evidence he had. So he was essentially up for the death penalty. But it just so happened that Larry David's show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, was filming at the time.
Oh, my goodness, and they got him.
So they asked Larry David to go through some of his footage, and sure enough, in some, you know, just some random background scene, you could see this guy and his daughter at the game. So he was in jail for 5 months, and then after they saw the footage, they let him out. So essentially, Larry David got some...
Saved his life.
Somebody off a death penalty case.
So, wow, what a great story.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That was it.
All right, let's close it. Bert's
that guy's lucky Larry David was there.
Our segment's officially closed. I think I have a good idea here. We'll see if it's a good idea. It's going to require you folks listening to call in. Here's what I'd like to do. It's graduation time, and the people who get asked to speak to the graduates, to give the commencement address or whatever, are usually CEOs or movie stars or athletes, you know, somebody highly accomplished. We got Michelle Obama to speak at our, and that's fine, and I get that. But I'm not so sure that, yes, it's a big deal to have them there. Oh, my goodness. But what if regular people got to speak to these graduates? Because I think the graduate is probably going to relate more in life to you or me than to Tom Cruise or Meryl Streep. Does that make sense? Their path is not a path that's likely in any way to be like your path.
Like a lineman at Union Electric or somebody like that.
Exactly, who can speak and has some stories and is just an American with American stories. So what I thought I'd do is this. I thought if you'll call, if you were asked to speak at a commencement, a graduation, and I'm only going to give you maybe a minute. So give me one thing. What would you tell high school grade? We'll keep it at high school. What would you tell? And just, you can take a moment if you want to think about this, and we'll take a break and come back and take your calls. But based on your life so far. You could be 30, you could be 50. What do you think it is that you'd like to tell? I'll give you one example, because I thought about this too. And I could probably find 6 or 8 things that I think are really, really important for these kids to listen to and tell them, don't forget this, because down the road, you're going to remember that I said this, and you're going to go, wow, he was right. One of them would be that in your life, you are going to have, opportunity is not a good word. You're going to have occasions where people are going to want to borrow money from you. Family members, co-workers, maybe people who don't know you that well or think they know you well. And one of the things I would tell them is this. You need to know that there's about a 99% chance you'll never see a dollar of that back again. So before you do it, just sort of make up your mind right then, it's a gift. And think of it that way. And then if you do get any of it back, or certainly all of it back, consider yourself lucky. That would be one of the things I would tell them, is just be prepared to be screwed by people you never, ever, ever would have thought would screw you. Maybe somebody backstabbing you at work, or making up something about you that wasn't true, or borrowing money. I promise I'll pay you back. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. And you never hear from them again. You never see the money again. That's one example. So what is it, just based on your life, you'd like to pass along? Because I think this might be better graduation speech advice and more in line with what they're apt to encounter than some of these. Because let's face it, if a big famous movie star got up and said that, now if you borrow money, you're never, it wouldn't mean the same, because they don't need the money. And they get hit probably by everybody, where you're only going to get hit by your brother-in-law, or, you know, that guilt trip. Families do guilt trips on you. And the other thing is that if you do make it and you're fairly successful, and let's say you're the most successful person in your family, be prepared to pay a price for that. Jealousy, envy, people who think you don't deserve it and you got lucky because you worked your guts out and borrowed money and opened a store, so they think that you're the one who doesn't understand because you got your own little pharmacy or whatever it is. That kind of thing they don't teach you in high school. Now think about it. If you want to jump in, just in about a minute or so, tell us what you would share with graduates. And I'll do this business, and we'll come back, and we'll jump right on that. Associated Physicians Group. Now, our receptionist had to leave early today. She said her back hurt. And she's young. She's too young to be having backache, but she does. And so she's going to go see her family doctor, and they're going to see if she needs to go see an orthopedic person and blah, blah, blah. Which brings me to Associated Physicians Group. Associated Physicians Group is a group of highly trained people, and they're trained in physical therapy and pain management. And I'm not going to begin to try to tell you the difference in what constitutes physical therapy. You'll see that on their website. They do a pretty good job of explaining who they are and what they do. But I will tell you this. You always have options, with few exceptions. There are some cases, some things that happen to people who are in pain, where there's only one option, and that's surgery. Or maybe the only option is to live with it for the rest of your life. I have a friend who had a mini stroke. He's not an old guy. Just a mini stroke. He's fine. His faculties, he's got all his faculties. His mind is fine. But he has, on one side of his body, you know when your leg goes to sleep or your foot, and it's that needles, that thing. He has that all the time on one side. That would drive me insane. And apparently, because of the nature of the stroke, what the doctors told him was, you can have it the rest of your life, or it could go away. We just don't know. But there is no physical therapy. So there are those cases. But most of the time, there are options. And many times, one of those options is physical therapy or pain management. I can't think of a better place to go and exercise those options, and better people to put your hands in than the people at APG. Associated Physicians Group. Whether it's the pains in your knee, your neck, your back, your shoulder, let them take a look at you and evaluate you, and you very possibly might be like the thousands of people who found the relief. You got to be willing, you know, to do what they say. If they say you're going to need physical therapy for 6 weeks, then go do it. because your other options aren't too pleasant. You know, pain medication, surgery, APG, all pain gone. No, not what it really stands for, but that's a good way to remember it. O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, Edwardsville, Illinois, and in Creve Coeur, they offer, and I say this because all the services aren't available in Creve Coeur that are available at the Illinois locations, but the one thing they do offer is the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. Find out more, please. Read the stuff on their website. You'll know a lot more about what they do and how well they do it. It's apgpain.com. When we come back, you're the commencement speaker. Give me the one thing you'd like to share with these graduates. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you do have some rain in the area, and that's causing westbound 70 to slow down just a little bit around Highway 270, and then again over the Blanchet Bridge. Northbound 255 between 5570 and Horseshoe Lake Road is running really slow. We have just the normal volume on southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, and then southbound Telegraph. That was really jammed up when I left a little while ago, and it was from Highway 255 up to Cliff Cave Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by AccountTemps. AccountTemps is the leader in temporary financial staffing. Download their 2014 salary guide for free at accounttemps.com/salarycenter, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Did you know dogs and cats are either left-handed or right-handed? I did not know that. That's from our friends at What the F. WTF Facts, just Bob checking in on a Thursday. Also, Andy Strickland alongside. And we check in with the Hall of Famer, Ozzie Smith. Kilcoin Show minus Randy. All starts at 10.
The Martin Kilcoin Show. Weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
The best sale in the history of Granite Busters is ending soon, so you should take advantage of this incredible deal right now before it becomes history. For just $1,999.55, you'll get all of this. 45 square feet of Category A granite countertops, laser templated, custom fabricated, and installed with an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. A stainless steel undermount sink, a sink grate, and a plumbing hookup. All this for under $2,000. No one can beat this deal, but you better hurry, because when it's over, it's over. Questions? Call Granite Busters right now. 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344. Or visit the Granite Busters showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard. You'll find over 125 colors and 500 plus granite and quartz slabs in stock. That's the biggest in-stock selection around. There won't be a better time to upgrade your countertops to granite. Call, visit, or log on at granitebusters.com. The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters.
New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restricted supply. See store for details.
This is Martin Kilcoin. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop. Ken and Lori Heisey from the Heisey Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heisey with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve. On June 5th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heiseys on Thursday, June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now, 314-909-1116 and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Would you like to take care of your yard? I'd like to take care of my yard, but I was always afraid to until I found DynaGreen. DynaGreen is produced right here in St. Louis. It's formulated and produced in the Midwest for Midwest lawns exclusively. You talk to anybody who knows anything about lawn and garden and mention the name DynaGreen, they almost have a cult-like following. DynaGreen for years has been making products for commercial landscapers. Well, now they're making products and packaging for the retail market. You and me. Now, you and I can take advantage of that DynaGreen product. At DynaGreen, they support your local neighborhood dealer, so ask for it by name. That's right, DynaGreen. Go into your independent lawn and garden dealer and ask for it by name. DynaGreen makes their products specifically for our yards. The picture-perfect lawn, you need DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at Bear Garden Center, Plants R Us, and Shady Creek Nursery and Garden Center.
The garage floor, a foundation for the cardboard you lie on under your car, wrench in hand, a place to rest a cold beverage and put Saturday to good use. So Advance Auto Parts lets you order your parts online at advanceautoparts.com and pick them up in store in just 30 minutes. So you can get back to the garage doing what you love. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
TriStar Imports, your Mercedes-Benz dealer in Ellisville, is moving and has clearance pricing on our entire loaner fleet, executive lease turn-ins, and all pre-owned Mercedes-Benz units with savings up to $10,000. And since we're moving, we need to sell everything. And you can save up to $10,000 with similar savings on all Mercedes on our lot. Don't miss TriStar's moving sale going on now. TriStar Imports in Ellisville on Manchester Road, 1 mile west of Clarkson. Online at TriStarMercedes.com.
Ah, spring! The perfect time to visit Chandler Hill Vineyards, the closest full-service winery to the area. Chandler Hill Vineyards offers live music on the weekends from 1 till 4, and a full dinner menu Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights till 9, and weekends till 5. Chandler Hill is also the perfect venue for weddings and corporate meetings or parties. Chandler Hill not only makes a great local wine, but also purchases from world-class winemakers on the West Coast. For more information on venue space and dinner and wine pairings, visit ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
Lumber Liquidators just bought millions of square feet of overstocked top quality flooring directly from the mills for their overstock flooring sale going on now. I'm talking gorgeous pre-finished hardwood for an unheard of 89 cents a square foot. Their thickest and best Brazilian cherry laminate at 99 cents a square foot. Even all Morningstar bamboo is on sale. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now to find the store nearest you. They've got 20 months special financing available. But hurry, because the overstock flooring sale ends Tuesday, May 27th.
This is Dr. Rick Lehman from the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine.
And I'm Andy Strickland.
Join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss how state-of-the-art medical research can impact the athlete and your family.
From youth sports to the injuries affecting your favorite professional athlete, we bring exclusive insights to sports and medicine. It's the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour, every Sunday at 5 with Dr. Rick Lehman and Andy Strickland, only on the Big 550 KTRS.
Calls, and we're going to get right to it. The mission, should you choose to accept it, is what's the one thing you would tell high school graduates, assuming they'll listen and pay attention and remember it, that will serve them well later in life that you think they ought to know? One other quick thing is I would say that, you know, obviously the longer you live, the more you learn about people and about life and whatever. I would say to not, and this is easier to say than it is to do, because I'm a huge worrier. I would say to them that, you know, 95% of the stuff that you worry about never happens, or when it does happen, it's not nearly as horrible as you thought it was going to be. Now, that's easy to say. When you're young, now this stuff registers, but that's one of the things that you eventually find out. So let's take some of these calls. I have no names on the screen. Is it broken again?
Oh, it's heck, I don't know.
You gotta be kidding me.
I've got one here. Yeah, let me try this.
No names.
Let me try this.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
I
think this is still under warranty. Wasn't there a 60-year warranty on this?
Yes.
We're only 45 years into the warranty.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Yeah. Try Andy on line 6.
All right, get Jose in here or something and see what we can do.
If I can get this.
Let me see. Is this Andy? Andy, is this you?
It is me.
How are you, Andy? I'm sorry. Our phones are a piece of crap, and this is happening way too often. What would the one piece of advice you would give if you were a commencement speaker?
Well, first of all, aim in the PM.
Thank you. By the way, that might be something you tell them, B-A-M and the P-M. That'd be good.
You want to start off with that just because that's the way to be.
I think so.
I don't have anything, but I've been listening to a song for the past 30, 25 years of my life, and Peon can look this up. It's called the Sunscreen Song, and it's only about 3 minutes long.
I've heard it.
Have you really?
It's hilarious.
It's perfect. If somebody listens to this, it's going to take care of three-quarters of the problem of their life.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. People can Google it and find it, the Sunscreen Song.
Absolutely.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, it's funny, but it also makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. It's applicable no matter how old you are. And when I got out of high school, if you had told me this, I would have grinned at you and walked down the road. I'm 54. It works. Pay attention to it. It's all good. It doesn't matter if it's 30 years from now or 20 years ago. It's still going to work.
Andy, great advice. The Sunscreen Song. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. My other advice for people giving a commencement speech, like I'm an expert since I've only done it once in my whole life, is I think people think when they get up, they have to be funny. There's nothing worse than somebody trying to be funny who's not funny. You get up and you think you're going to have a funny story to tell, or you learned a joke, but you've never really been good at telling jokes. Please don't lay that on these kids. But lighten it up, because the one thing they don't want to hear is, you know, as you travel through life's journeys, now that you're an adult, you lost them already. They're gone. So at least lighten it up a little bit. You don't have to be hilarious, but don't make it all so serious. They hate that. Dan, how are you?
I'm AM and PM.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dan. You're the commencement speaker. What's the one thing you would tell people graduating from high school?
If you are going to college, you need to understand that nobody cares. If you don't get up and go to class, tough. If you drink all night, don't study, nobody cares. You have to be on your own.
When you say nobody cares,
nobody's going to be there to say, parents, hey, you should be doing that.
Yeah, mommy and daddy aren't with you anymore. Yeah, it's up to you.
And even the teachers and the administration is not going to say, hey,
take attendance. If you don't show up, it's your own fault. Tough.
No, that's a great point, because it's too late once you've done it to go, hey, you didn't tell me that I... No, we didn't. You should have known it. Sorry.
The other thing I would tell them is, I'm 61. Life isn't fair. Get over it.
No, that's absolutely right. It's not fair. Thank you, Dan.
Wait a minute, Frank, one last thing.
Sure.
If you're not going to college, then you have no idea what your career is going to be.
And
it's
going to
come from left field, somebody you know. You're going to start out at a $5 job, and the next thing you know, you're going to move. You may want to be a veterinarian. It may never happen.
Dan, I would say that applies to everybody, whether you go to college or not. If you go to college, you still may get out and get a degree and not only not have any idea what you're going to do, but what you end up doing could be something you've never even considered.
If you knew my degree and what I'm doing now, that's absolutely true.
All right, tell us. What's your degree in?
Political science from St. Louis University.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a sales manager for a rental company.
For what?
A rental company.
I rent scaffolding.
There you go.
I used to own a grain elevator.
Perfect example. Thank you, Dan.
Bye.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. And here's the other thing. You kids getting out of high school, don't drive yourself insane because you didn't get the perfect job within 90 days after you got out of school. You may not get it. You may never get the perfect job. I don't know what that even means. And you might not find something you really latch onto till you're 35. So don't agonize over it. It's not nearly as horrible as it may seem like it is, because you haven't hit a certain mark at a certain time. This is Tammy. Hello, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. My opinion is, I don't know that there's much you can tell young kids that they're going to listen to anyway, because I don't think they really think it's going to happen to them.
That is a great point. That's why I said, assuming they'll pay attention and actually remember it, because the chances of that are slim to none. I couldn't tell you one thing, whoever spoke at my high school, I don't even know who spoke, and I sure couldn't tell you what they said. But that's a great point, too. But
yeah.
we're doing this on the premise that we're going to assume that it's advice they'll remember.
You can almost relate something to them from a video game. If you could do that and relate life to a video game, then maybe you could get through
That's
to
the
them.
Dumbest idea yeah. I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Well, I just graduated from St. Charles Community College Saturday, and we had two speakers. One was a student speaker, which I think everybody more related to more.
Right.
And we had she only got to speak for 3 minutes, but our guest speaker, who I have no idea who he was, spoke for 15 minutes and put everybody to sleep. But he did say one thing that everybody remembered, and he just told the story that he had a coworker and they didn't get along, and he chewed this guy's butt out one day, and he said the next day the guy was his boss. So he said, my advice is don't burn any bridges.
No, that's good.
Come back at you.
That's good advice. It is good advice. But again, like you said, the 15 minutes after they walk out of there, that's not going to stick with them. Probably.
No.
It's just too bad. It's too bad we can't come up with a way to make things stick. But you know what's happened to me in my life is something will happen, and then maybe 3-4 days after it happened, I'll go, well, that's exactly what so-and-so meant when he told me years ago, blah, 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 blah.
Right. Because right. How many times has our grandparents told us something, and then, you know, 30, 40 years later, it dawns on us that's what they meant. And now we're telling the younger generation the same thing, but I'm sure it's not clicking with them either.
No, you're right. Tammy, good luck to you in whatever you do. What do you want to do?
Well, I work at at Boeing right now, and I got laid off from Chrysler when Chrysler closed and went back to school and just finished out my degree. But I hope to stay at Boeing forever until I retire.
Well, I hope you do, too, if that's what you want to do. Thank you, Tammy.
Thanks. Bye.
I just had a great example of that. Remembering later what somebody told you. Now it slipped my mind. Maybe that's what I should tell the kids at commencement. Is one of these days you're going to lose your memory because you're going to get old and you can't remember anything. Evelyn, how are you?
Fine.
And your advice, one piece of advice at graduation would be?
If you're always be proud of what you do, right? Anybody else is or not, it doesn't matter as long as you're proud of yourself.
Don't worry about what other people think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one thing that most of us do too much of, is worry about what other people think.
Yes.
Now, it's normal to want other people to think you're nice and to like you and think you're a decent person.
Yes.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about little menial, trivial crap that doesn't matter.
It's your reflection when you look in the mirror. If you can say, I've done my best. That's all that counts.
Great advice. Thank you, Evelyn.
Okay.
I needed $500 when I was 20, I think. 19 or 20, I needed $500. There was a course I needed to take, Elkins Institute, to get a first-class radio license, because back then, if you worked at a station like this, you needed a first-class license, which is the same license an engineer has, like our chief engineer, Mike Breitenstein. It was ridiculous, but you had to have it. So two ways to get it. Be real smart. That was out for me. I couldn't do that. I couldn't get it by actually learning stuff. Or you take a crash course. Cram memorization. 6 weeks, 6 nights a week, 6 weeks, 5 hours a night. I can't even believe I did it, but I needed $500. I went to my uncle. I drove to Tennessee to see an uncle who had money, and I asked him to borrow $500. He turned me down. He said, no. And I wanted to go, what? I'm your nephew. You're the only guy in the family that has any money, and why would you not do this? And before I left, drove all the way and turned around, drove back the same day. And he said, son, he used to call me son. He said, son, one of these days, you're going to realize that what I'm doing is a favor. You don't loan money to relatives. It never works out. It never works out. Somebody gets hurt. Somebody gets their feelings hurt. Somebody gets mad. Somebody gets screwed over. He said, I'm sorry. But one of these days you'll get it. And he didn't loan me the money. And I was really upset for a while. And then as years went by, I realized he actually did know what he was talking about. And I did get the $500. I found another way to get it. I had my dad sign and put up the house that literally works in this case. When they say put up your house. And it just about killed him because he already could barely even pay the house payment we had or the car payment, but I assured him that I would put it to good use, get that license, and get a halfway decent job in radio. I still haven't really done that yet, but I'm working on it. But it worked out okay, and it was really good advice from my uncle. All right, we're going to do some Athena Heating and Cooling. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Dr. Doug, and then we'll continue to take your ideas for commencement advice to high school graduates. So far, the advice has been really, really good. And still good advice. You don't have to be a high school graduate. Maybe you could be a lot older than that and still don't get some of the stuff that you're hearing these people say. Athena Heating and Cooling. I think it's very tempting to some people to want to go into daddy's business. I think for other people, they want to run as far away from daddy's business as they can get. Now, this is a third generation of Matheny's. I think that's right. I think we're in third generation. And everybody knows a business is started by grandpa. And grandpa, I'm sure, is hoping that his son and his son's son will take it over. Well, in this case, this is 71 years of Matheny's. And Matheny Heating and Cooling. It used to be Matheny Refrigeration many, many, many years ago. And then I'm sure it was Matheny, and that was like a commercial refrigeration, not air conditioning at home. And then I think they probably had a pretty good heating business because the only air conditioners were window units. And then along came Central Air. And for all these years, they've kept up on it, kept people trained. If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, except for about 2% of St. Charles County, they'll be happy to be your heating and cooling company. Commercial, residential, large, small, any type, any model, any make. Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. Want to know more? MathenyHeatingandCooling.com.
See how the traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got rain in the area, and following the cells, they've been following kind of Highway 70 all the way in, and that's got Highway 70. You've got slow pockets from downtown all the way out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. We also have an accident, Highway A at Highway 70 on the exit there that's got a lane blocked. If you're traveling westbound 40, heavy from Kings Highway through McCausland, we're slow again from Lindbergh out through Mason, a little heavy around the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 jamming from Aula or Page down through Highway 40 and eastbound 270. That's running slow, McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. Advil Congestion Relief is the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find it at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the Morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson, that starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS.
We are our Mizzou. News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 70 alleged pedophiles are now under arrest for